Stiz, can we isolate the right before other than that, whatever that noise
the
is?
The dog yelp?
Because that's my favorite part of the whole thing. I know there's the flashy MFers and all this, but that little noise he makes, if you could isolate that, please.
We're in.
All right.
What is that? Did he sit on a cat or something?
That's a titter.
A titter.
All right.
I mean, so we got a lot of responses on the text line to Will Clark, 617-779-7937. One says, does Will Clark record his podcast while on the toilet? That's the 603. I don't think that's possible because then he'd have crap coming out of both ends, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey. Oh, come
on. The 413 says, sounds like Will Clark has always been a big tool bag, but was put up with because he had a sweet swing. Now that the sweet swing is gone, just a big old tool bag remains.
A tool bag with a sweet swing? Wow, no wonder he wants to tutor Devers.
No, no kidding. They're the same guy.
Wow.
Maybe that's, you know, so opposites.
We all got a tight five today, huh?
That's
I like
right.
this. Wow.
If opposites attract, then like same kind of clash, maybe that's why they're clashing.
Oh,
they're both
yeah.
they're both divers. They're both Mariah Carey-like divers.
Good night, everybody.
Eric Burns somehow gets roped into this as well. He was the guy, like, not to play the midday show's random baseball player of the day. He was the guy, like, little thin legs, kind of scooted everywhere, sneaky
yeah.
decent power.
I feel
kind of like Hermes.
Diamondbacks, A's,
yeah,
something
Giants.
Like that. Yeah,
they're
Giants.
On the West Coast.
Yeah. West Coast guy says he's cool. If he was on the East Coast, he'd be a real DB.
So just to recap, has anyone taken the time to explain to Will Clark that if you say it on your podcast, therefore, it's out there for everyone
yeah.
to share, including the reporter that you spoke it to in person?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, no, like this story made it to Will Fleming in multiple ways, in mm-hmm. person, through his ears, via podcast, through his ears, via video podcast. That would be through his eyes and his ears, Will
Right,
Clark.
Because this actually goes out, their podcast.
Yeah.
Deuce is wild.
This is the worst backtracking in the history of backtracking.
Gerard Mayo actually would watch this and go, that's hilarious.
He's like, Will.
Got him.
I wouldn't if I were you. That's not a good look, and I know bad looks. I did it for a while in Boston, East Coast.
No one knows how to walk it back like I do.
Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Our buddy John in the car has a take on Will Clark. What's up, John?
What's up? Long time, no time. Deuce is wild. Real quick, we get the eighth Rothstein, so we should get that drop ready. Just like the old like
solid,
casino.
Good, deep pull.
But,
a nice pull from Casino.
I
well done.
The better connection I have in this is Will Clark is starting to sound like Chris Farley in that Adam Sandler movie with Veronica Vaughn. You know, but that Veronica Vaughn. No, I think it sounds like every time he said, yeah, absolutely. Every time he says something, like there's a hole in his story. So at this point, I'm wondering, like, what is actually true? Was Rafi told to be there before practices and whatnot, or is that being made up as well? Like, it's just hilarious what Will Clark has to, like, now try to put up with, like, because he's getting called out and none of his story is accurate.
Thanks for the call, John. Yeah, he's not good at this. Mm-hmm. Whoever in the Giants told him, like, hey, can you try to clean this up, is now regretting that conversation because it was like, oh, I didn't mean use gasoline to clean it up.
Yeah,
I
know. What we meant
temper
was, like, be like Mr. Wolf, go in the back seat of the car and, like, clean the blood and brains off the seat.
Yeah.
Not actually blow the car up in the parking lot like Walter White.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
He's
no.
not great at this. The cleanup, no. the fixer. You know those guys
that are
fixers? He's the opposite of whatever a fixer is, and it's not.
He's a destroyer.
He's a destroyer.
He's not a broker. He's a breaker.
Oh!
Wow.
That was the worst ever
the
said on the
tonight.
Show. Wow. That's up there.
Nope.
Not even. Wah, wah,
don't.
Sad horn.
Oh, because your Devers joke was so great.
No, I didn't, but people expect it from me. That's what they come to expect, and I'm more of a volume scorer. I throw a lot of bad jokes out with volume. Stiz picks his spots, and if he was going to pick his spot for that one.
Andy's like Kobe in his retirement game, just jacking threes all over the court. One of them's going to go in.
Absolutely. Stiz.
Is this going to cause brother beef? Between, like, I wonder
Dave
who
versus
Dave,
Will.
Whose side is Dave going to take?
If he doesn't take his brother's side, then I full well expect this to end in a Dukes of Hazzard brother-on-brother
throwdown. But
that's
his job.
No, I think he just ignores it. He can ignore it. He doesn't have to say. I mean, you're the play-by-play guy for the Giants. Go about your business. Ask the manager about winning, losing games, where you're going. And if you talk Devers, lead to just Devers strikeouts, what's going on, what does he need to change, blah. He doesn't need to address this, nor does Will Fleming on the broadcast, right? We can fight his battles for him. He's a part of the
family.
That's
what we're here for.
That's
by the way, does Dave Fleming just start going by Big Dave out there on the San Francisco broadcast.
I would try to, maybe you can just go by his middle name, whatever right. that would be, right. and drop the Fleming.
Dave Richard.
Yeah, I thought you were Fleming. Nope, not a Fleming anymore.
No, Dave Richard.
Just Richard. I would have picked a different one because you know what that means. Yes.
Middle name Braxton.
Dave.
Braxton Fleming.
Good evening, everybody. No.
Dave
you go
Braxton.
Good evening,
Dave
everybody,
Braxton.
And welcome to San Francisco Giants baseball. Dave Braxton
that's
here on the call.
Just his broadcastery, right?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a good
yeah,
name.
For sure.
Like, yeah, like Tom Cruise. You know what his actual name is?
No.
Tom Maypother.
Or like Fabio Fabrizi. He was the weather guy in Providence.
That's just where I was going next.
Fabio Fabrizi.
I thought you were talking about the guy with the golden hair, the big guy.
No, that's just Fabio. That's Ted Johnson's idol because he's on the all those covers.
You know what the funny thing is, Stiz? Fabio's real name? Lenny Winkelstein.
I don't think it is. Anyway, so we have Will Fleming and his feud with Will Clark on the table. We also have a baseball team that has won 6 in a row, that has swept 2 series in a row, that is a, stop me if you've heard this before, playoff team right now. That would be a tiebreaker playoff team, but
that's all right.
They're tied for
I'll
the wild card.
I'll take my chances against Big Dumper in the company.
Longest winning streak of the season. Longest winning streak in baseball right now. They now have 3 aces. That might have been a little strong.
2.5.
But they have 3 good pitchers. Giolito and Bayo have added to Crochet to the point where on the morning show today, I was listening to our buddy Breslow. It was a good get for them because he doesn't talk to almost anybody other than us and Nesson every single day. But Craig Breslow was talking about how things have sort of changed. They'd still probably prioritize starting pitching, a.k.a. Joe Ryan, who you heard that name first from Will Fleming. That's kind of getting overshadowed mm-hmm. with the feud with Will Clark. He brought up Joe Ryan before anybody else did as a potential trade target.
Yeah, you want a piece of this team if they can trot out Giolito, Bayo, Crochet, and Joe Ryan?
If Giolito's your 4th starter, the way he's pitching, the way he's turned the corner here, and your Boston Red Sox are hitting, right? Another game where they get 10 runs, another game where they get 10 hits. They just roll out of bed and rake right now. And last night's game was actually worse than it looked from a visitor's perspective because double plays kept the score down early. Red Sox were hitting 100-mile-an-hour exit velocities left and right, but a double play
well,
here,
they faced
double play
like
there.
Frederico Santander or whatever, like a right-handed pitcher, and they're much better against righties. Number one, obviously, the lefty-centric lineup. 2, welcome back, Yoshida. I just love his form rounding first. It is just chef's kiss. And 3, this guy had a 6.6 ERA.
Yeah, he's bad.
Going into the game.
He's bad. They're a bad team. I just want to clarify. Ain't no one saying they're beating good teams.
No.
They're beating
Ted
the teams.
Ted will remind us of that at 3:01.
But they're beating the teams that Major League Baseball told them they have to play.
And I would like to remind you, the early April, late May Red Sox probably would not win all these games.
No, and that is the big question I want to ask about the Boston Red Sox right now. Not buyer or seller, trade deadline, are you believing, are you not believing? Right now, I think it's quite clear of 2 things. They're winning baseball games, and they're having a whole hell of a lot of fun post-Rafi Devers. And I wonder, are they tied together? What came first, the chicken or the egg? Are they having fun because suddenly they're winning baseball games, scoring runs, and the starting pitcher goes at least 6 innings? Or are they winning baseball games and scoring runs and getting good pitching performances because maybe, I don't know, the turd has been removed from the punch bowl and now is in San Francisco making Will Clark's life a bad day.
So you know the record since he's been traded, right? It's 10-12 for the San Francisco.
Yeah,
they're a losing team since Devers went that way. Red Sox are 12-8.
Yes. Which is better, because for a while they were both losing teams. He made 2 teams bad with his trade.
So if all season long the Red Sox could win 3 for every 2, that would put them back on track to the tote board. Please, we go. Andy, 43-25 the rest of the way to finish 92-70. It is feeling more doable by the day.
As long as they keep sweeping teams, that's going to be gone in a hurry. Now, that'll probably end. The Tampa Bay Rays are in town for a 4-game set, which Ted Johnson himself, Mr. Negativity said, just split.
Was
2-2.
Is that his nickname?
Yeah, Mr. Negativity. That's what I've dubbed him. Or you can call him Wet Blanket if you want.
Say it in person next hour. Try that one.
Is he already here?
He is.
Yeah.
Okay. Wet Blanket somewhere in another studio. But even he said, just go 2-2 in this series. Just split this series against the Rays, a team that is only a game and a half ahead of you in the standings right now.
Yeah.
And you're facing a not good pitcher tonight for the Rays. So you have opportunities here. But I do wonder. We always hear about clubhouses and chemistry and all of those off-the-field dynamics. Every freaking time Nesson shows the Red Sox dugout, well, obviously they're putting the Wally helmet on, and that's fun, and everybody's happy there. They're handing Alex Cora their regular helmet. They're hugging him. I see him hugging Giolito. was a little awkward, honestly. It was kind of a long hug where it seemed like Giolito wanted to get away, and Alex kept talking into his ear. It was a little weird.
And you
but
got
anyway.
Cora throwing out the first pitch last night. There's hugging. Rafael is eating cookies probably from his lunchbox.
Is that okay?
Eating cookies?
If you eat hot dogs on an NFL sideline, it's frowned upon. If you eat cookies on a day off in the dugout, is that okay?
That's totally fine.
Because there's a weird thing in baseball. You eat seeds. So is there a big leap? Yeah,
why is that, by
cookies?
The way? Because I got two kids in Little League Baseball who insist always
baseball.
Having a bag
keeps
of seeds.
Keeps you busy. It's a boring ass sport sometimes. You need something to do, and
I
that distracts you.
I got seeds all over my house and in my car for no good reason.
Oh, you're going to for the next 10 years.
Oh, jeez.
Between seeds and fake turf black pellets, those are going to be all over every car, every house, everything for the rest of your life. But the Red Sox, we talked about it. Marcelo Meyer, not even hitting that well. You got Roman Anthony, who is the greatest hitter in the history of the world. He's the second coming of Wonder Boy, Mr. Natural, whatever you want to call it. And then, like, Bregman's, like, playing through. They're all Narvaez. It's like, hey, this is so fun. Like, they are having legit fun. Is
funny,
that a
it's
factor?
Almost like they're winning.
Yeah.
It's almost
but
like
But what comes
winning.
First? Fun leads to winning, or winning leads to fun? Or do they just kind of come together?
I think it is
nuclear fusion.
I think it is a magical intersection of... It is a little stopway of bad teams, no more Devers frustration, and everybody waking up at the plate and on the mound. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful intersection, a confluence of wonderful circumstances.
617 says, WEEI tends to overrate wins over bad teams. Yes, we do, but everybody does. I remember when Mac Jones and the Patriots were Super Bowl contenders because they were beating up on bad teams, backup quarterbacks and backup running backs.
We knew that they were a paper tiger. Oh, by the way, 774, yes.
Go Pats.
Do you think they're playing baseball tonight? I do. A, I'm going, so they better be. And B, the rain is over. So that's that.
God has said the rain is over. God, Fitzy, bow down to you.
I made friends with Poseidon.
617-779-7937. Will Clark, Will Fleming, the Boston Red Sox. Where there's a will, there's a way. We'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.